some more. So y'all want to go to that next level. So you telling me you ready? All right. Ladies and gentlemen. It's the Neighborhood Love Dealer.
La, 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 love. Yes, 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 yes.
Come on, it's the Neighborhood Love Dealer.
We back up in this bitch tonight. Fuck with me, yo. Stop playing, man.
Let's go.
Let's go. Man, I'm feeling good, man. Shout me out. Show me love. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Man, we large and in fucking charge, man. Come on now. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the motherfucking Neighborhood Love Dealer, and I'm feeling good up in this bitch. I hope you are too. We got some shit that we got going on together, and I'm feeling good, man. Let me get my buttons together. I got a new, y'all, I told y'all, I just stepped it up. I hope y'all hear the clarity in my motherfucking voice. Shout out to Dramastic Music. Shout out to you. Shout out to Spotify. I got some news to tell y'all, man. I'm going to wait till the end of the show to really express myself about it. It's big fucking news. It has a lot to do with the show. Some changes that, you know, are out of my control. But I'm feeling good. I hope you are too. Thank you for tuning in to all the episodes, man. Tonight I want to get into a dialogue about spiritual and holistic arrogance. I know a lot of y'all have tapped in, you're tuned in, tapped in and turned on, you're enlightened, you know what I'm saying, during these past couple years. The shit was inevitable, so you are in tune with yourself, trying to figure out this new truth, this new piece of information, you know what I'm saying? This new enlightenment, this new feeling, this new awareness. And I want to tap into that, give you a couple instances with throughout my journey that I've experienced with spiritual and holistic arrogance. Shout out to you, man. Let's just take a breath and some time to just feel a vibe, man. I ain't gonna say it's a lot of shit going on, but I am aware that to a lot of people, it's a lot of shit going on, man. And I'm gonna also talk about that within the show, about navigating around that shit, because it's a lot of people that's gonna try to make you feel like the world is in its pit's end. And it's going to shit, man. And I'm here to reinforce the message that you create your own motherfucking reality. And this is not no naive shit. This is not no make-believe shit. But ultimately, you have to make believe that the world is a better place in order for it to really come into momentum. And once it comes into momentum, then you'll be able to, you know, exorcise that power that's within you. But it's levels to this shit. And the phase that I see a lot of people in, which I'm so, so grateful for, because I remember at a point in time, I did not think nobody knew what the fuck I was going through. I was getting to where I was going to. You know what I'm saying? So tonight's show gonna be one of them, man. I'm gonna keep the content going. It's gonna all make sense at the end of the show. It is very important that you hold on to me right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like getting a number before you leave. Like, you gotta get the contact information, because all good things must evolve. I won't say come to an end, but all good things must evolve. And sometimes it's just beyond our control, man. Shout out to everybody, man. I got some new buttons. Oh shit. And that's crazy that that's the button for that, but I cuss. It's kids saying, like, I need some grown people shit. I'm working on it, though. You know what I'm saying? But I just need you to know, if nobody told you today, you know, I love your whole life, This is the Dope Made with Love show. Shout out to you again. Shout out to Anchor, the Neighborhood Love Gang, everybody that's on here that has contributed. I'm having a great night tonight, and I just decided to push record, so don't mind me. Just let this shit flow, man. I'm having a great night, and all this shit just came to my head, and it was like, man, just push fucking record, dog. What the fuck? Get your plane ticket together if you have not already. I am already in the sky. I'm already there, y'all, so make sure y'all catch up. I don't know what flight you board tonight, whether you on Frontier, Spirit, you flying through United, you know what I'm saying? Whatever tier you're flying on, I hope your flight is included. I don't have my stewardess tonight because she's off. I let her take the night off because it's just us. I didn't even think we was coming here, so I'm reinforcing the flight. Get your plane tickets, man. If you find you on a $20 holler or you on, you know, that $70 pack, man. Whatever you hitting on, whatever your vice shall be, whatever you need to do to enjoy this ride, I encourage you to do what you need to do. Cause I'm already there, motherfuckers. Cause I am the neighborhood love dealer.
It's the neighborhood love.
Nah.
You talk about people you don't even know. I do this for a living. You do this to feel alive.
I do this for a motherfucking living, and you do this to be alive. Shout out to Amanda Seals. I want to give a special shout out to Amanda Seals because Amanda Seals is out here sealing the motherfucking deal on all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? She putting that shit in the bag and she's sealing that shit up and letting you know what the fuck the bullshit is. That Israel-Gaza proxy war. You know what I'm saying? That middleman shit. All that killing, that genocide. Not shit, not war. The genocide. The fucking genocide, man. What people would do for money, man. That's I want to talk about that tonight. Like, what people would do for money. Like, you never know what people would do for money. Sometimes when we hear that, I know sometimes when I used to hear that, I always thought it was a specific type of person that did that. I always thought it was a specific type of individual that fucking would do anything for some money. What the fuck would you do for money? What would you do for money? I need y'all to comment on the show. Send a message to me. Call. Y'all know I got the voice messages on Spotify, man. What the fuck would you do for money?
It's the neighborhood love.
So that's a question that I'm going to let y'all marinate on right quick. What would you do for money? What would you do for money? Let me turn the beat down. I'm acting like I'm in the fucking studio. But yeah. Send a DM at Dope Made With Love. That's D-O-P-E Made With Love on Instagram. You can definitely send a message for all my Spotify listeners. And I appreciate the impressions. I definitely checked out the analytics. Don't get it fucked up. I'm feeling myself on this mic with this. You can tell when a nigga get a new mic. Everything is pronounced. But nah, this really just when you know a nigga got a good mic now. So yeah. But like I said, all my Spotify listeners, send a message. It's the link is in the bio of the podcast. Go in there, answer the question. What would you do for money? You know what I'm saying? How extreme would you go for some money? You ain't gotta get into too much details, but just let us know. So I'm going to get into something tonight, and I wanted to speak on the holistic and spiritual arrogance. First of all, let me just take the time out to mention that I really, really appreciate this time that I'm living in. It is no other place in time I would rather be than just being present in this realm right now. No matter how high or low the vibrations may seem, I'm appreciative. I'm so appreciative of the fact that people were allowing themselves to be used to gain enlightenment, being insightful, you know what I'm saying? Being open-minded to the truth. If we are in the middle, we still in the paradigm shift. It's not over. We have a long run, but we there, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. All the spiritual knowledge and wisdom that's going around, the spiritual rhetoric, the holistic rhetoric, all my farmers out there, the people that's planting, the people that's telling you to stop using certain deodorants, you need to go to the activated charcoal and bentonite, you know what I'm saying, for your oral, you know what I'm saying, get up off that fluoride with the toothpaste, watch what you're doing to your gut, what you're eating, like people paying attention, people in the stores, you know what I'm saying, exposing the marketing scheme behind the health industry, the food industry. You know what I'm saying? We got your tarot card readers, we got your astrology, people tapped into that, you know what I'm saying? The alchemists, the spiritual leaders, the ones that's using their voices, you know what I'm saying? I really fucking appreciate it. But it has been a lot of spiritual and holistic arrogance, my nigga. It has been a lot of spiritual and holistic arrogance. Like, this not the type of shit that you try to take pride in putting a nigga on to. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no money play. This ain't no fucking come up. You know what I'm saying? This is enlightenment. This is the natural order of life that we're getting back to. Some of us are remembering as spiritual beings. You know what I'm saying? This is not the type of shit that you get into, decide to stay into and believe, and it really change your life, and then you go and turn this shit into a marketing business, i.e. motherfuckers on TikTok selling the ops, natural so-called supplements with the names of herbs and plants on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Selling shit. You ain't using shit. You ain't researching shit. You just, everybody on fucking elderberry and sea moss, and you're not really paying attention. You know what I'm saying? You're not speaking to your body and your cells in the form of healing. Like, it doesn't matter what you take. If you're not speaking to yourself positively and always telling yourself you already in perfect radiant health, you know, then you just you're not helping the ecosystem of spirituality that we are coming back to in this realm. You know what I'm saying? The information, the wisdom. I get it. You want the likes and the views, but you can't be on like TikTok and Instagram trying to tell a motherfucker what they not doing, but also in the same breath trying to heal them and say you enlighten me. I'm a spiritual leader. I'm the chosen one. Like, that's something that really fucks me up too. What do you mean you're the chosen one? Because we are one. So everybody is chosen. It's no separation, as above, so below. Like, come on. I will always wonder how you guys are able to go through these things, go through this journey. If it's the same journey that I've been on, not in specifics, but it's a certain, you know, supernatural thing that goes on with this journey. It's a supernatural commitment that you take. And some of it is scary as fuck, because you know when you know, and it's just a lot. That's not the topic of this conversation, but what I'm saying is, when you get this fucking information, I don't understand how you're able to automatically tell someone what they're not doing and what they should be doing, on and this is going to work, because it's levels to this shit that will challenge even the shit that you really believe. It will challenge it again. Like, I'm always at a loss for words, because I know so much and I've experienced so much in the last 10 years of this spiritual journey that it's hard to just tell somebody what to do instead of just being. It's like people see it on you. Like when you are, like you're, when you're just being, it's different from just throwing a mic on, you know, getting behind a mic or getting in front of the camera, trying to convince somebody about spirituality, because it's always going to be challenges. And then you're not even ready to take on those challenges of others' opinions. So it's just overwhelming. Like, when did you take the time out to get your armor up? Like, I had to learn that I couldn't just go around trying to convince. And I was trying to convince people in real life. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling my friends, I'm telling my family, anybody I walk up on. I even created a whole brand off this new awakening, like a lifestyle. I love your whole life. Like, that's where that comes from. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn. I found myself debating more than I was able to teach. I found myself trying to convince, and it was not doing any good for me in my journey. And I also had to be humbled, like, that I shorty, this ain't it. It's more to this shit, you know what I'm saying? But people tend to go on here, go on social media, go out into the world and try to be so arrogant as if others aren't chosen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how could you believe in we are one? Because that's the oneness. We're all, like, everything is everything. Nothing. We are nothing. Nothing is everything. You know what I'm saying? But you allow yourself to tell separate. You allow yourself to be separated. Like, this is not a group shit. Like, I get if you find your tribe, but the tribe ain't really a tribe in the sense of we all just humble as if we're all just together, should I say. Because I find myself, I meet other light workers in passing. You know what I'm saying? It's very seldom that we are all in a group. You know what I'm saying? Or it's like a specific place for us. Because we got fucking work to do. We healing the world. You know what I'm saying? We are on a mission. Some of us don't know quite exactly what that mission is. But we on a motherfucking mission. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a lot to even receive all the signals and the messages and the downloads. And even healing yourself and your traumas. It takes a lot to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to realize that things are not what it is until it really is. And you still don't know what the fuck it is. But you can't be arrogant. You holistically. I've been holistically arrogant lately, if I can be honest. I've had some medical issue. A medical issue I had. I am in perfect radiant health. But something of the contrast came up medically, physically, that I had to go to Western philosophy to get the information to see what was going on. So once I did that, before I did that, you know, I'm in my bag. I don't really fuck with the hospitals. I don't fuck with it, man. I don't fuck with the business of quote unquote curing, because they're not curing shit. They're not healing nothing. It's just a motherfucking, it's the dope game. It's the dope game, like any, it's like drugs on the street. All that shit, all the fucking same. 2024, if you have not realized that all drugs is damn near the same, whether it come from the doctor, nigga, I carry mail for a living. And I be putting drugs in niggas' mailboxes. I'm slanging pills. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't trust that shit, but you need the information. And it me being holistically arrogant, it caused me to, you know, not have a sense of urgency, should I say. And my body started to talk to me a little more. So I'm like, damn. But I'm just like, fuck that shit. Because you can't be spiritually arrogant. You can't be holistically arrogant. I'm on Yaki Awaken. I fuck with him. You know, sometimes I don't know all the words and big, you know, the lingo, the scientific lingo, the biological lingo that he uses, but I dissect it. I have a feeling that I know it. You know, I might not know it the way he speaks of it, but it resonates. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we gotta, off topic, sometimes we have to allow ourselves to just sit through that and listen so it can be internally digested, just so your cells can hear that shit. Your body, you may not understand what a motherfucker talking about specifically, but you can identify intuitively that this is the information and wisdom that you need, and you are receiving it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he spoke about how it's a lot of herbalists in the game. That shit is a business now. You know, niggas sell herbs by the ounces, like dope, like weed and shit, like by the ounces, by the pound, by the grams, like it's there in the metric sense. So the metrics in where we from, it has a monetary value. So everybody want the money because we have to live off of it. We have to live in this land. Where we live at, we need money. That's what the fuck it is. I don't give a fuck how spiritual you are, how revolutionary you are, how much activism you do, how much you for the people and all this other shit. You need money just for you. You need money to do what you need to do to take care of this shit in this realm. So I get it. But some motherfuckers just greedy and they're not really trying to heal. They're not teaching. You know what I'm saying? They just getting into something because the market is hot. Being spiritually arrogant. Withholding information, selling the information. Like, this shit is just bullshit to me. It fucks me up. That's why it takes, I don't want to say it takes me so long to do what I do, but I'm strategically and divinely waiting on my time to, you know, I'm making sure that I'm mastering my shit before I just jump out there with the information. I don't want to just sound like a fucking book. I don't want to just sound like I'm copying everybody. I'm going to tell you what I've experienced. That I've took the ormus, that I've took the diatomaceous earth, what spirulina has done for me, what wormwood has done for me, you know what I'm saying? What mullein has done for me when I found mullein out in the field in Ohio by myself, you know what I'm saying? What the goddamn activated charcoal does for me, what the bentonite clay does for me when you drink it, they don't put it in your mask, you know what I'm saying? Like the detoxes that I've had, the lion's mane, the mushrooms, you know what I'm saying? The monatomic gold, the alchemy water, you know what I'm saying? When I put my crystals under the moon, I'm drinking moon water, like just all types of experiences. But I want to make sure that my shit is top notch because I'm still living it. And I've learned, that's the thing, I've learned that you can't think that you know it all once you know more than you know. That's not it, that you know nothing. I'm telling you, the best pocket to motherfucking be in, the best pocket to be in is not knowing. You don't know a motherfucking thing. I don't know shit. I don't know shit, man. I don't know nothing. Because I always want room for more, man. I always got room for more. So, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. But the shit really ticks me off, man. But I don't even want to say it really ticks me off because it's not really that serious to me. But it is because we are in a paradigm shift and ain't no fucking going back. There's no going back. And once you win, we need you. You win, man. It's not like the dope game, man. You can't have one foot in, one foot out on this shit. You have to choose. You have to choose not to choose, as my brother would say. Because it's not really a choice. You just have to be. Just be, man. That's your shit, you know. And listen to it all. Listen to all experiences. I'm not knocking nobody that has gotten out here to tell their story, to try to enlighten and awaken. But just know, man, have some, you know, have some pride in that shit, man. This some top-notch shit. This better than any billionaire, trillionaire, man. You got this power of enlightenment on you. You ain't got this supernatural power, man. Can't nobody fuck with you. But that's not something that you exude. You're not supposed to exude that. Because you're still working within your ego. That's the other part. Like, that's the main part. Like, have you worked on your ego? That's the work. When we hear shadow work, your ego, not your characteristic of your pride and, you know, how you come off in the external. I'm talking about your flesh. You know what I'm saying? How you operating outside your flesh. You know, and it's a constant operation. It's a constant fucking operation, man. It'll make you feel like you a fucking lame, yo. When you have to let go all of the shit that you once thought was lit, even if it's not like on lit terms. It can be as much having the best job, security in the world, you know what I'm saying? Having money, having accolades and awards and achievements and acknowledgement just based on anything, just success, whatever you define as success. You get so deep up in this journey, the spiritual realm, man, you look at that shit like it's, what the fuck was I thinking? I used to want to be a millionaire, like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, because then you already have awareness of what it takes to be a millionaire. Not like working hard and getting, I'm talking about the nasty, vicious business side of money. That's why I asked you, like, what would you fucking do for money? Yeah? Don't forget to like and subscribe to all my shit, man. Because I'm going to let you know, Spotify said, man, it's almost time. Yeah. Spotify said it's almost time. I'm going to let y'all know in a minute what that's about, man. Just hold on with me, but let me cap this arrogant shit off. It's okay to be in your bag spiritually and holistically, but we all have to humble ourselves, and not humble as to put us down. I'm talking about just staying present in the moment and understanding that you know nothing, my nigga. You don't know nothing. And if you're new to the show, just grew to the show, y'all know nigga is a person, place, a thing for me. And we ain't on that shit here. Take that somewhere else. And if you want to have a dialogue about it, I'll be more than happy to dissect. You know what I'm saying? So, but that spiritual shit, that, you know, it's not like getting a new Benz or a new Rolls Royce or that new cologne or, you know what I'm saying, that new bag or that new house or that new apartment or whatever. It's not about that. It's not about even having a good day at work and being the best at your job or whatever you do, your business, whatever. Now you curry, you don't curry it. There ain't no currying it on the spiritual side. You just be. Just be, man. Just be a cool motherfucker. It's really cool over here. Our music is changing. Not changing, but we have our own style of music we can listen to. The country, they spit, and shout out to Free Soul. I fuck with Free Soul, man. I ain't gonna hold you. He one of them ones. Shout out to Donnie Arcade. I fuck with him too. He be putting me on all that Anunnaki shit, him and Billy Carson. Billy Carson is a bad motherfucker too. Yeah. Next episode, I'm a dive into a lot of people that have influenced me and helped shape my spiritual journey with the wisdom and enlightenment that they have provided. You know, I'm not saying that I have looked up to these people and just realized that they, whatever they say is the end all be all, because you got to go through lessons as well with that. That's why you got to watch what you be saying to people and how you trying to teach. You got to go through it first, man. You got to crawl before you walk. Because it can get real surfacey. You know what I'm saying? You know? I'm feeling good, man. You already know. It's the neighborhood love dealer. Yes, yes. So, I don't know if I should have some music in the background for this or not, but I'm gonna let it air out real quick. If you're still on that flight, we about to, you know, land in a minute. So if you need to take advantage of all the amenities of your flight, it's that time. Spotify has decided to end the Spotify for Podcasters platform feature where you can record and upload your podcast in audio. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yo, they just cutting the shit off. They cutting it off, man. They said it's a wrap. You niggas gotta go fucking visual. Yeah, they been listening to me. They must been listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Sometimes you just need that push. I'm definitely at the edge of the cliff. And they said, look, nigga. They ain't say nigga, though. Let me clear that up. Spotify ain't say nigga, but they definitely said we shutting shit down in June. So until then, I'm really going to be uploading. The great thing about it is they're allowing us to keep our content on other platforms, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever it has been distributed. You won't lose your audio. You won't lose your shows, your episodes. So I fuck with them with that, because they could have bammed out. You know, they could have sifted through and see who's what and be like, oh, we just going to keep them. Y'all who ain't really there yet, we just going, you know, you got to figure out a way. But they partnered with Riverside. They had already laid that out. It's been like 2 years ago. You had a choice to get in tune with it. I tried it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I may just go straight to YouTube. Take it to YouTube. So, but Spotify also has a video podcast. So I'm pretty sure with Riverside, you can't upload your video podcast. But I'm getting it ordered. I got the camera. I got the mic. I got the shit going. So that's what it's going to be, y'all. That's the news. I'm no longer will be, you know, distributing my podcast audio. It's time to evolve. Like I said, all things must evolve. All things must evolve. So I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with it. That's what we're going to do. Ain't too much I can really do about it, but I appreciate y'all for coming over there, because when I go visual, I need y'all to step over there, because I want this shit. I've been holding myself accountable about it and getting preparing myself for it. So this is not going to be a shock for me. I knew this was going to happen eventually, even for myself. I've been pushing myself mentally and physically in other ways, in the gym, you know, eating right sometimes, but either way, preparing myself, get my look together, what I'm gonna be, how I want to present myself to the world. I've been behind the scenes since 2018. Yes, that's fucking rhyme. I've been on the scene since 2018, and it's all good, man. I appreciate all the guests that has ever landed on this platform. Some of them I don't even fuck with. I don't even fuck with no more, but hey, it ain't no love lost. You know what I'm saying? We didn't lose love. I'm pretty sure it's not an open-ended, you know, open conversation. That shit was ended. So nobody told you today. I still love your whole life, though. I'm ready. Fuck it. I ain't really want to talk about some other shit. I know it's a lot been going on. V-Day came through. How was your love day and all that other shit? You know, I ain't had no Valentine's this year. You know, that little situation that was trying to situate ain't get situated. So I went and worked for the man on V-Day. I mean, got me a little massage. I went to the China man. He was on deck. Shout out to them. I need to go holler at them tomorrow ASAP. So, but I'm going to wrap this shit up. I appreciate y'all. Don't forget to flood my shit and ask these questions, man. What would you do for money? Let me know so we can talk about it on the next episode and get some feedback. Hit the IG up, Dope Made With Love. You know what I'm saying? And I told you I was going to play my man's shit real quick. 202 LYC. He He from D.C., y'all. Don't say that he from the DMV. He ain't from the DMV. He from D.C. And he's just doing this little thing, man. I fuck with him. This called Too Big. This is 202. Motherfucking L.Y.C.
It's the lyrical individual. Haters, yeah, they pitiful. I'm a beast, I'm a dog. To me, you did some benefit from you. That's what I do. Represent DC, yeah, 202. Look, two. It's time to get some things in order. We need some clarity. And guess what? I'm giving it out like charity. Check. Even in the haunted house, it ain't no scaring me. Check. This is real life rap, it ain't a parody. Check. Flows cold like Sarah Lee. I can switch it up from hardcore to melody. In my own lane, so it ain't no comparing me. Get a put something in your face, no CeraVe. Stacking this green like cucumbers and celery. Green. I can't buy the bullshit they keep trying to sell to me. Nope. Diamonds in the rough still shine so glaringly. Bling. Hating still a thing they can congratulate sparingly. Never. Putting words together, selling me. Yes. Cousin in the feds back and forth, emailing me. Melanie. Only child of teen, gotta give them the remedy. Remedy. Until I'm gone, do it all for the legacy. Niggas putting in the work. Man. Even the top ophthalmologist ain't seeing me. Nope. Play it through your speakers, watch it rock like PNB. RIP to the lost ones. I mean, necessarily. RIP.
Yeah. That's 202 LYC, man. That's my man right there. Straight out the district. I'm going to wrap this up real quick, man. Let me tell you, man. The Demons having a gangster party and they giving out free tickets. They dress to impress, disguising success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. This is another episode of the Dope Made with Love show. I am the motherfucking neighborhood love dealer and we up out this bitch. Yes, yes. I'm out this bitch, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Thank y'all for fucking with me, man. I appreciate that shit, man. For sure.
Let's go.
Y'all really been fucking with me, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Great show, great show. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Answer the motherfucking questions, man. That one question, I said questions, man. Nobody told you today I love your whole life, man. Smile. You know, don't let your emotion phase your motion. Don't let your emotion phase your motion, man. And I'm out this bitch.